The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. On to round three we go in the William Hill Greyhound Derby, and we're going to look ahead to Saturday evening's action at Wimbledon. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line once again is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm in great form. This competition just gets better and better and better, and really looking forward to the third round.
Yes, the third round coming up this week. It's been eventful so far, and we're just going to have a quick reflection on the second round. I suppose the big story from the second round will be Paradise Silver going out. He was favourite for the competition ahead of the second round, and he's out at the second round.
Yeah, and I think as we said last week, he had this remarkable career stat that he'd never won two races in a row, and he's gone and repeated that, and unfortunately it proved curtains for his participation in the competition. Wasn't a great night at all for Pat Buckley. He did get Mind the Net through, but as well as losing Paradise Silver, also lost Kipper's Usain. Big troubled run. I'm sure he's better than that, but I think he probably came off a bit feelingly as well.
Okay, and we also won't see Farlow Calvin or Droopy Zadel in the third round. Just quickly talking about those two have been withdrawn ahead of the third round.
Yeah, so sad for connections. Droopy Zadel was quite brilliant in winning from what looked a really tough draw in five, but I think there's a dislocated or a broken toe there that came to light the following day. And Farlow Calvin picked up an injury just above a tendon, and connections gave it as long as they could, but decided that he wasn't going to be ready. And even if he got through on Saturday, the likelihood was that he wouldn't be able to make the quarterfinals on Tuesday, so they've taken the sensible option. Of course, his trainer, Owen McKenna, though, still has two very big guns to fire in the shape of Van Rooney and Fiery Splendor.
Yes, so those two won't be going to the third round. We have two that will in the shape of those two, and they're both prominent in the betting. Fiery Splendor, obviously the track record holder, he was impressive once again, and Van Rooney now the favourite for the competition after his display, although he was made to work hard, wasn't he?
He was made to work very hard by Pinpoint Finesse, but I have to say, I don't think that the runner-up probably got due credit for the performance. It was only a four-runner race, and Van Rooney really ground it down late on, but I think he probably beat a very good greyhound, and so I certainly wouldn't be knocking him on that evidence. Fiery Splendor, quite brilliant again, much slower track. He actually did a faster calculated time than when he did the track record the week before, where the conditions were much livelier. But one slight concern with him is I'm not sure he's really beaten a high-calibre Derby potential winner greyhound yet, but he's doing nothing wrong.
Okay, and just to take a look at a few of the others that impressed in the second round, we'll start this little bit with Aero Nemesis. He was very impressive, wasn't he, for Mark Wallace?
He's got brilliant early pace, probably as good an early pace as anything in the competition, you'd say, and he's certainly going to be a handful for anything on the run to the first bend. He probably will want to just improve his overall times and get that a little bit stronger as the competition goes deeper, but connections will be absolutely thrilled with him.
I imagine they will, yes. Hold'em Spy was another one that impressed. He powered through after a bit of trouble at the first bend as well, so that showed a bit of character, didn't it?
It did. I mean, he's got a great racing brain. He was in danger of running into a real old pile-up at the first bend, but he saw it coming and just eased up and checked off wide, then used that renowned strength and pace from halfway to get on top. You do wonder if he's going to get round the bend every time, but he certainly doesn't lack knowledge in how to do so, and connections will be very hopeful that he can keep on qualifying at the very least.
Yeah, one more to mention just before we move on. Crocus Champ set a new sectional record in round two.
It's quite stunning. He just absolutely catapulted out of the boxes and did a 4.62 sectional, which is one spot quicker than the previous best, which was done by Razzle Dazzle JFK when he set the track record a couple of years ago. He was actually made to work quite hard in the end by Swift Keith, who ran far better behind him in round two than he had in round one. But yeah, Crocus Champ looked a real prospect. He's certainly a major player. He's announced himself in the competition in no uncertain style.
Okay, anything else stand out to you in the second round before we have a quick look at the outright betting?
Well, it was a round of contrasting fortunes. I thought Roxholm Ted, you could argue, maybe came of age. He looked a consummate professional in winning his race. And there were a few others that certainly ran well. I mean, Mind the Net was very impressive in defeat, all but on the floor at the first bend and nearly got up, which would have been an amazing performance. But now it really gets tough. We're on the cusp of this three runs in a week, which really sorts the men from the boys. This is where the Derby is normally won and lost.
Okay, and as the betting stands for the Derby this year, Van Rooney is currently 5-1 favourite. Fiery Splendour 6-1. Holdem Spy and Swift Keith are both 10s. 12-1 for Mind the Net. 14-1 for Aero Nemesis. Brother John, Croker's Champ, and Roxholm Ted are all 16-1. It's 20-1 for Ballygibbon King, Metro Jack, and then it's 25-1 or bigger prices the rest. Anything screaming out to you in the outright betting at the moment?
I was looking at a couple of the bigger priced ones. I've mentioned that I thought Pinpoint Finesse ran really well, but he's got a tough draw. Metro Jack would be interesting on the back of a good run in defeat in round two, and his draw in the third round has got somewhat easier following that unfortunate withdrawal of Farlow Calvin. Metro Jack's now got a vacant trap on his outside.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get stuck into Saturday evening's action then. The third round takes place at Wimbledon there. We have eight heats to look forward to, and the first of them is at 7:34. And the betting for this heat looks like this. Fiery Splendour, obviously the track holder, we mentioned that a few times, 4-5 to win his heat. Swift Keith, another one prominent in the betting, he's 6-4. 12-1 for Salad Dodger, 14s for Bromwich Tom. Underground Paul is 16-1, and Thatcher's Champ 20-1. Do you see it as much of a match as the betting suggests, Jonathan?
It's a difficult one to weigh up this. I think in terms of maybe who's going to win the race, yes, but as I'm going to suggest in a couple of moments' time, I think there could be some value forecast-wise here. I'm going to go for Fiery Splendour in Trap 5 on the basis that he hasn't put a foot wrong in the competition, and this looks a good make-up because you'd expect Owen McKenna's dog to be able to lead up Salad Dodger in 4 and Thatcher's Champ in 6 relatively comfortably. If you get him round the first bend, he's so strong, he's going to be incredibly hard to hold. Now, Swift Keith in Trap 2, who I did say earlier, ran far better in the second round behind Croker's Champ than he had in the first. He actually beat Fiery Splendour in a race here on Juvenile Night back in March, and clearly he's a major danger. But if Fiery Splendour does get that good run to the bend, I can just see that Swift Keith might have issues, maybe in clearing Bromwich Tom. I think Bromwich Tom in Trap 1, although well beaten behind Fiery Splendour last weekend, I think there's potential a bit of forecast value here. He's got pace, and he's capable of making things difficult for Swift Keith on his immediate outside. Underground Paul is a greyhound who keeps running well without quite threatening to win. I think it's going to be tough for him to get involved and stay in the competition here. I'm going to go for 5 Fiery Splendour to beat 1 Bromwich Tom and 2 Swift Keith.
Okay, 5-1-2 in the opening heat. Heat 2 comes up at 7:49, and we have joint favourites for this heat in the shape of Airport Captain and Bubbly Gold. They're both 11-4. It's 4-1 for Jetstream Duke. Raving Lad 5-1, 11-2 for King Craig Rory, and Black Rose Vic is 6-1. Quite an open and tight heat this one, Jonathan. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I think this is a very open heat, and connections of most of the grounds involved will be delighted to have hit this heat. It's not probably full of star quality. Kevin Hutton, though, doubly represented, that's a blow for him. But I think he could have the winner here in the shape of Trap 3, Airport Captain. Now, I was ever so slightly disappointed with him in the second round. He was never going the pace set by Aero Nemesis, but time may well tell that that was always likely to be the case. Trap 3 is the box from which Airport Captain set track records in winning both the Champion Stakes at Romford last year and the Henlow Gold Cup. And it might just lead to a really fast break here. He'll need to trap well because Trap 2, Black Rose Vic, is a hazard. But if Airport Captain comes out as well as he can go around in a real pitch here, and he's ever so strong from the second bend. Main danger may be the really well-drawn Bubbly Gold in Trap 1. Now, he was well beaten behind Ballygibbon King in the second round after an eye-catching first-round performance, but he does have such a good makeup here. He wants the inside, and he can go round decent as well, and he's also a strong runner. Trap 4, King Craig Rory ran really well, went second to Aero Nemesis last week, finishing just ahead of Airport Captain. And he may look to set the early pace, but could be vulnerable late on. Jetstream Drukin 5 has a tough draw here and might just struggle for a run. But it is a race where I wouldn't entirely rule anything out. I'm going to go for 3 Airport Captain to beat 1 Bubbly Gold and 4 King Craig Rory.
3-1-4 then in the 7:49. 8:04 is Heat 3, and this would have had Droopy's Adele in here, but he's been withdrawn, leaving us with a with 5 in the lineup. And it also contains market leader for the competition, Van Rooney. He also heads the betting for the third heat. He's 10-11 to win this one. Mind the Net is 2-1, 5-1 for Jordan's Brianna, 10s for Gizmo Classic, and El Domingo is 16-1. How do you see it going in Heat 3, Jonathan?
Clearly, Van Rooney is the one to beat. There's no doubt about that. He has taken really well to Wimbledon. He's been trapping okay, just struggling to hold a pitch, but powering home. However, there is a greyhound here that I think may well be under the radar. Trap 4, El Domingo, a real outsider. Now, Peter Cronin, his trainer, talked him up in the Racing Post this week, saying we haven't seen the best of him yet. And just looking here, I think this is a race that he might well be able to lead. If he leads, I think he'll outrun his odds significantly. Of course, Van Rooney is going to be there or thereabouts and is the one to beat, so I fully expect him to safely qualify at the very least. Mind the Net, as I said earlier, ran a blinder in the second round. But I'm just a bit concerned that Trap 3 is more middle than he wants. He looks a wide runner to me. Trap 1, Jordan's Brianna, will look to be up there for the outset, but he's going to be vulnerable late on, and it's hard to make a case for Gizmo Classic in 5. I'm going for a bit of a shock here. Trap 4, El Domingo, to beat 6, Van Rooney, and 3, Mind the Net.
Okay, a bit of a shock, yeah. The outsider of the 5 at the moment, Jonathan siding with him to win the 8:04. The 8:19 is the next heat. It's Heat 4 on the card, and Roxholm Ted is the 5-4 favourite. Take the crown, 3-1, 11-2 for JT Barcelona. Lockhill George is 13-2, 7-1 for Droopy's Ward, and General Wolf is 10-1. How do you see Heat 4 going?
Ted in 6, although he's not put a foot wrong in the competition, has a really tough draw here because Lockhill George in 5 has very similar early pace, and although he will try and cut across at the bend, he's going to be difficult for Roxholm Ted to clear unless he goes smash. As a result, I'm going to go for Take the Crown in Trap 4. Now, he did me a favour in the second round, looking really well suited to wearing the black jacket, broke well, paced up, and then helped comfortably held off the very strong JT Seville in the fastest time of the round. I see no reason why he can't produce a similar performance here. I really like Roxholm Ted in 6, and if he gets anything like a clear run, he should be able to maintain his involvement in the competition at the very least. Whereas the third place, maybe General Wolf in Trap 3, who's got good all-round ability, was a winner in round 1 and then third to Roxholm Ted next time up. Well, he may be able to claim that vital qualifying position. Droopy's Ward, very strong, but will get behind. JT Barcelona in 1, maybe a bit flattered in the way that he came to qualify. And Lockhill George, well, he's just got no margin for error. I'm going for 4, Take the Crown, to beat 6, Roxholm Ted, and 3, General Wolf.
Okay, 4-6-3 in that one. On to the 8:34 next, and Aero Nemesis is the favourite here at 2-1. 4-1 for Eccleston, JT Seville, and Sidarian TJ. 6-1 for Droopy's Norris, and Westmead Chris 13-2. Another fairly open heat. Jonathan, what are your thoughts in Heat 5?
Well, we've already discussed the early pace of Aero Nemesis in Trap 5, and sectional suggests he should have the leading of this field. At this stage of the competition, I would still expect him to be going forward. So although the switch to Trap 5 from 6 is something of an unknown quantity, I think Mark Wallace's dog can break well, pace up, and quickly race into a winning lead. JT Seville in Trap 2 couldn't get to Take the Crown in the second round after his impressive, if somewhat controversial, first round win when he had a look at Ballymac Vicking going past. But there was no surprise in that when the time came through, 28:15, the fastest of the round, and his late power here can see him close down late on Aero Nemesis. Of the others, well, Trap 3, Droopy's Norris, has probably a better draw than it might first look, because you'd expect him to be able to lead up Traps 1, Sidarian TJ, and 2, JT Seville, so I can see him qualifying. Sidarian TJ was flat in round 2 and is best watched. Ecclestone may just struggle to go the pace here, and Westmead Chris arguably taking a bit of a step up in class, even though he's done nothing wrong to date. I'm going for 5, Aero Nemesis, to beat 2, JT Seville, and 3, Droopy's Norris.
5-2-3 then in heat 5 onto the 8:49 next, and this is heat 6, and we've got betting suspended at the moment. We're just rejigging it because Farlow Calvin is absent from trap 2, and that leaves us with Metro Jack, Ballymacloch, Eric Court, Brother John and El Salvador in the lineup here. Jonathan, who do you think will win the 8:49?
On Metro Jack in trap 1 before the news of Farlow Calvin's unfortunate withdrawal, and it could be argued that the vacant trap might not do him any favours, because I expected Farlow Calvin to move middle initially. That said, it's still a good draw for Peter Cronin's Irish Raider, who did an awful lot of running after trouble when just failing to pick up Lochiel George in the second round. He did get to Farlow Trent in round 1. I can see him going round in a really good pitch here and then opening up along the back straight. Main danger may be trap 5, Brother John, who came from a really tough position to qualify in the second round, if a little flattered, but he should be able to go round okay this time without too many issues. And for the third qualifying position, I like trap 6, El Salvador, another for Peter Cronin, who's had such a fantastic derby to date. Ballymacloch in 3 and Eric Court in 4 may have a coming together early. I'm going for 1 Metro Jack to beat 5 Brother John and 6 El Salvador.
1-5-6 there then. Let's move on to the penultimate heat in the third round. This is at 9:04 and it's heat 7, and JT Hawaii is the 5-2 favourite. Farley Chicken 7-2 with Woolly No Shoes, 9-2 for Ben Cartnero. Millward's Joker is 5-1 and Up To It is 10-1. Who'd you like here, Jonathan?
Well, initially when I saw the draw, I was all over trap 4 JT Hawaii, who's got the best early of these and I think will lead round. But I also think he'll be vulnerable late on. And for that reason, I'm going to side with trap 2, Ben Catnero, for Mark Wallace, who's run against Van Rooney and Droopy's O'Dell in two very, very hot races so far. Arguably, has a little less on his plate here. He should be able to lead Farley Chicken on his inside and also Millwood's Joker on his outside. So if he goes round, he can get first crack at JT Hawaii and prove strongest late on. Millwood's Joker, another strong runner, will be coming home and can claim that vital third qualifying position, although you also have to respect Woolly No Shoes in trap 6, who has decent early, and if leading JT Hawaii would make the race a completely different proposition. I'm going to go for 2 Ben Catnero to beat 4 JT Hawaii and 3 Millwood's Joker.
2-4-3 there then, and on to the final heat in the third round. It's at 9:19. Heat 8 contains Hold'em Spy, who was impressive in the second round. He's the 11-8 favourite. Croker's Champ set that sectional record as well. He's 3-1. Ballygibbon King 7-2. Sixes for Pinpoint Finance. Farlow Trent is 8-1 and 16-1 for L Flutter. A real thriller to finish off here, Jonathan. Who'd you like for Heat 8?
It's one of the heats of the night, without doubt. And I do think Hold'em Spy in 5 has got a potentially very hazardous draw here. Ballygibbon King in 4 has got very good early pace. So too Farlow Trent in 6. So although Hold'em Spy is an exceptionally clever runner, he's going to need to be. Maybe the race could be decided on the inside here. And Croker's Champ gets my vote. He's done nothing wrong in the competition so far. And although trap 1 might not be his ideal draw, he seems a natural breaker. So if he comes out, especially with Pinpoint Finesse in 2 likely to steer a middle course, I can see Croker's Champ assuming early command. Obviously Hold'em Spy is a real crowd pleaser, a real thriller from the second bend onwards, and I can expect him to come through late on to maintain his involvement in the competition. Whereas Pinpoint Finesse is unexposed, even though he's nearly 4 years old. I still don't think we've necessarily seen the best of him. And he can also make the quarterfinals at the main expense of Ballygibbon King, who will need to lead probably and might find that difficult on this occasion. I'm going for 1, Croker's Champ to beat 5, Hold'em Spy, and 2, Pinpoint Finesse.
Okay, 1-5-2 then. In the final heat of the third round, it's set to be another thrilling night on Saturday evening at Wimbledon. At this moment, Jonathan, would you have a strongest bet or a nap selection for Saturday's action?
Well, certainly very sweet on the prospects of Airport Captain in the second heat. But just as the makeup goes, I think Ben Catnero in the seventh heat could well be a spot of value. And don't rule out that massive run at big odds, potentially, from El Domingo in the third.
Okay, good stuff. As I've said, it should be a good night at Wimbledon on Saturday. We'll look forward to that action. And we'll look forward to speaking to you again, Jonathan, ahead of the quarterfinals.
Looking forward to it. It gets really tough from now on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.